Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Chav Ches, second to last daf here in the Masechta. We are in the middle of Chav Zayin and Mabez, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, about middle of the wide lines, across from Tosfos, Tafuach Piyad, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Rav, and then when Rav died, became a Talmud of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, called Miskasha Al Meso Yoser Midai. Whoever is Miskasha, someone who finds difficulty, someone who mourns for his mace more than what is considered normal, al mace acher hu bocha, rachmon al islam, that will lead to more bechia, terrible. So a person has to accept the fate of man, accept that misa is part of the human condition, and act in such a way also. It's a very strong lashon, al mace acher hu bocha. The Ritva says, because if we don't stop mourning after the usual time of mourning, it's as if we're arguing with Hashem. Says the Ritva, Pirish, Shenira kimis onein al hadayon, vikore tagar, ulafichach pinkas oniftachas, the fun of the holich. Right, if a person is, Rahman al-Aslan, not accepting of the din, eventually, obviously there's a mourning period, but afterwards, if he still doesn't mourn, so it's as if he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't deserve this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, really, let's see what you deserve. Let's see what Midas HaDin has to say. And none of us could stand up to Midas HaDin. And therefore, that's what the Ritva says, the fichach pinkaso niftachas lefanav, if we don't stop. And therefore, we have to make sure to accept the din. They say when Reb Chaim was nervous about the topic of Misa, he was osek in Hilchas Tumas Hames, Tumas Ohel. If you look in Reb Chaim, the Grach al Rambam, more than any other set of halachas, on Hilchas Tefila, there's like two pieces, and on Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah, there's two pieces. And on everything has one or two pieces, or three pieces. On Hilchas Tumas Hames, he has about 10 pieces. Ten ma'amarim, they say that's what he was osek in as he got older, to calm himself. So al meis acher, that was about himself. This is about a different meis. Hamiskashi yosem yidai al meis acher hu gofer. Again, even though misa is the ultimate in chok, the ultimate in we can't understand it, but that is a part of what we accept as human beings. Hayi itza tahavis b'shivuvuse d'Rav Huna. There was a woman who was in Rav Huna's neighborhood. Havila Shiva Banei. She had seven sons. Meis Chad Minayhu. One of them died. Havis Kabachia B'seirasa Alei. And she was mourning more than normal. Again, the Mefarshim point out that mourning for a child is more, it could be more than anyone else. Rachman al-Islam. And it could be a situation where one can never get over it. But not getting over it does not mean that one is not going ahead with their life. Means there's still, this is talking about a case where a woman was still in a mourning period for, it doesn't say exactly how long, but for more. You say Rasa. Shalach la Rav Huna, lo tevti hachi. Rav Huna says, don't do that. Lo, I have to get on with your life. Lo ashka chabe, she did not listen to him. Shalach la, he sends to her then. He tzaisis mutav. If you listen, that would be great, but be low, but if not, then terrible things. Tzavis avdasa lidach. Prepare the zavdasa, that means the tachrichin. Right, liidach, the shrouds for another son. Miss, and another son died. Umisa kulu, Rachman al Islan, and they all passed away. And she couldn't handle it. She couldn't handle it, and eventually Rav Huna says it's going to lead to terrible tragedy with you, and she eventually passed away. So again, there's certain levels. The halacha. The halacha takes into account the human condition. It does. That's why there's a concept of Shiva and Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh. And the halacha tries to take the emotions that we have and channel them in the appropriate way, with the appropriate response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what halacha does. The halacha does not try to squash, right? It's a little more difficult in the cases that we've mentioned, that if there's shiva broken by shloshim, broken by a yantif, so that's a little more difficult. That's not natural. But we have to realize that's an extreme, exceptional case, but the system has a certain standard. And therefore, because it just happened to be this way, but that's not the normal way, but there's also a chiyuv of Simchas Yantif. And the halacha understands, even though, one might not be able to feel it, but the Torah wouldn't be able to demand opposite feelings at the same time. Simchas Yantif and Avela. So one of them has to cancel the other one. But in a regular case, where there are no exceptions, so we have the regular reactions to what halacha has to say. Vayter, the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Al tivku la meis v'al tanudu lo. Right, do not cry Val tanudulo, and don't shake about it. Al tifkulum es yoser mi dai. Val tanudulo yoser mi kashir. Right? It shouldn't be more than, the shir. Haketzad, what's the shir? Shlosh yamim lebechi. 3 days for the emotional crying. Vishiva lehesped. 7 for, eulogies. Talking about the mace, v'shloshim legiyot lotisparas. Then 30 days for a non-parent, for haircuts and freshly laundered clothes. Mikan ve'elach, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, iatem rachmanim bo yosem imeni. After that, Hashem says, I also am a rachman, and this is what I decided to do, and this is what I think is needs to be done. So we have to stop at that point and be accepting of the din. If you look in the Meiri here, the Meiri writes on this halacha la'olam, and this is a classic Meiri where he summarizes a couple of agadic sources on the daf. La'olam yaharher adam ba'atzmo yom hamisa. Person should always think about themselves. V'inyano kidei sheyidag v'yafash beis b'maisav v'yavin lachriso. We have to take every experience and think about ourselves, not think about God. Right? What was his fault? Rachmana litzlan, chas v'shalom. We have to think about ourselves. V'dash Rabbi Hussein Uzal, what it says today on Amad Beis, v'chai yitein alibo dvarim shalmisa. Put on our hearts the yispeid yispedune v'levai yalvune. Whoever does things to the niftar will have done to him. V'kol shekein b'roso. And then he quotes another point, which obviously we'll get to. But he says we have to use this to think about ourselves. We have to think about what message we could take and put into our own lives. The challenge that Achronim deal with in this line, what does it say? 3 days for Hesped, 7 days for, 3 days for Bechi, 7 days for Hesped, and for Gias and Tesporus. So what about the pasuk in the beginning of Chayasara? Avram Avinu comes, Lispod Lissara Valiv Kosa. Seems to be out of order. Right here it says, first are the days of Bechi, and then the days of Hesped. But there, Lispod Lissara, V'liv kosat, hesped before bechi. So, two answers given by the Mefarshim, and again, there are more, but the two answers. One from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Drash Moshe, L'chora tamua, ha-bechi kodem hesped, as it says in Moed Kandach of Zayin Mabes, right, our Gemara, why did Avram Avinu switch the order? V'tzarech lomar, ki hesped pirusho, l'daber b'shvach ha-niftar. What is hesped? Talking about the great attributes of the niftar. Shemizeyis oaru livkos ulahorid maos, because that will cause people to be inspired, wow, by this person's life, come to tears, and realize who this person was. Velachain b'dar kasher, and therefore, that's what a hesped is for. So by a dar kasher, by a dar, a generation which knows, ain't sarch la'orer b'divrei shevach. You don't have to focus on that right away. Shahyadiyah ba'atzma, shahatzadik meis, kvar yodim, shu epsid gadul bochen alav. Just the fact that the person died is enough, because the generation is on such a level that they realize, you know, what this is about. V'rak achar, but only after 3 days where they think that it's enough. They think that, okay, we've cried enough, then you start giving espedim. Start giving more evaluation of the niftar, and then they say, wow, we better keep feeling this. Aval bedar b'malkam shal b'nei ches, but in the time of Avram Avinu, the dar of b'nei ches. She'ein yodim ma'alas atzadig, where they didn't know anything about Sarah Yemenu, they didn't realize who she was, they didn't realize her gavlus, so then you need hesped right away. Hesped right away to make sure that they know what is, who this person was. She'yadu af b'nei ches, hefsid agadol, so they realize it too, and only then, Nis'oru Livkos. That is Ramosha in terms of why the order was switched by Chayasar. Number one. Number two, the other idea I wanted to mention is from the Nitziv in the Hemek Dover. The Nitziv's difference is Derech Ha'olam Tchila Livkos Beino Levein Atzmo V'achach Lehespid Barabim. The Derech is to cry amongst oneself, right? It's a personal, emotional outpouring, v'yachakach, and then to be masped to the rabbim. As it says in Yeshayahu, he quotes, v'yikra Hashem levechi ulemispeid. But Avram Avinu came mimakom rachok. He came from far away. Mishum shay Avram Avinu mimakom rachok l'sham. Right, he came, Avram Rashi quotes that he came from Beersheva, all the way to Hebron, ubein kovako niskapsu hamonam savavavayis. And by the time he got there, everybody was already waiting for the funeral. Everybody was waiting for Avram Avinu, right? The relatives are coming from Chutz La'aretz. But it wasn't Chutz La'aretz here, it was Be'er Sheva. But, so they were waiting for him. And it says in Sanhedrin that they waited for Avram to come. Usually there's the personal Bechi, and then You have the Levaya. But here, right when Avraham Avinu came, everybody was waiting already. That's why they had to switch the order. Switch the order. Another pshat I once heard was that maybe Hesped is more of the, as we've said, the intellectual evaluation, and that was more needed. Similar to what Moshe says. The generation needed that. Sara Imenu was a national figure. Wasn't just a personal, private citizen. And that's why the Hesped must be first, and the Bechi is even muted. Right, that's what we know is there's a little letter in the Lifkosa in the Torah to say that it's even muted because this is all about Sara Imenu and what she meant to Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Bichu Vacho Laholech. The pasuk continues there in Yirmiyahu. Cry for the Holech. Who is the Holech? Amar of Yehuda Laholech Bila. I'm sorry, I forgot. Actually, let's read this and then we'll. Mention it. The one who doesn't have any children. That's the one to cry for that person. Rav Shua ben Levi, lo azla be'avla, el laman da azla b'lo bani. Rav Shua ben Levi generally did not pay a shiva call, what we call, because he was busy learning, Torasa umnaso. He didn't waste a second, except for someone who did not have children. Then he went. Dechsiv b'chu b'chol laholech, ki lo yashuv od. Cry for the holech, because he will not return. V'raz erez moladato. That's referring to someone who didn't have a child, because that person will not have somebody walking in his place, carrying on the torch of his family. Stop there for a minute before we get to the next drasha on this pasuk. There is an important Radvaz. The Radvaz, and he lived in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, the Radvaz, Tav Kuf Pei Hei, 985. Tshuva, Sheila, Ad Echad Migdoli Adar, Shemes Lo Ben, Rachman Al-Islan, one of the Gdoli Adar who lost a child, Velo Horid Alav Dima Achas. Didn't even cry one tear. He tried to be so strong in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzera, didn't even cry one tear. Imzu mida tova olo. Is that an ultimate ideal that we should be shooting for? Ask the questioner to the Radvaz. Says the Radvaz, tshuva, zu mida ra'a. No, this is not an ideal. More al koshi halev v'al roet chunas hanefesh. V'imida zazarius. How can you not cry? How can a person not cry in this case? Midas Achzarius, who derech hafilosofim, haomrim, kizeh ha'olam akolu maisetatuim, vehema mahavel mehevel yamatu. It's like the philosophers that say, oh, life is meaningless anyway, what's the point? No relationship with the divine, so somebody's here, they have a couple of years to play, then they die, right? That's what it says, that's what it sounds like. Vizichronam, Mishle Efer to'eva yifchar bohem, v'lakach, al yiftucha chata shalohem. Don't be seduced by them. But we, acceptors of the Torah, believe ki ha'olam hazeh inyan nechbad ma'od lemistafchim imenu karaui. This world, olam hazeh, is a wonderful world to those who partake of it appropriately. Ulemisnahagim bo kishura, and those who behave well. Ubo in it yasig ha'adam chaye ha'olam haba. The Hisharus HaNefesh. Through this world is how we gain Olam Haba. Kihu Nikra Olam HaMaseh. V'lachein Ein Ra'ui LaHa'avil In Yanav. It's not appropriate to say this world is nothing. LaHa'avil for the word Hevel. It's not appropriate. U'letlos Sarosav V'roa Nagaso. V'lehis Onein Alazman. Kasher Asu Rov HaMeshorim HaRishonim. El Aroi Lehis Onein. U'lehis Abel. U'lekonein HaMasav. I have to focus on my actions. As David HaMelech said, "Ma yisoni adam chai gever al chatov v'uboche umisabel umorit mosal akrovim," and to cry, and we should cry when there's someone who a relative, someone who's close to us, left this world because they are no longer in the olam ha'maisa, the olam of earning to be close to Hashem. V'kol shekin adam kasher midas chasidim unuviim ashi ma'isahu umora al taras nafsho v'achnas libo lifnei kono v'yisoni al chatov. Again, up till a certain point. But like our Gemara says, but not nothing. V'lo l'chinam amar Chazal. And not for nothing did Chazal say, shlosha lebechi, shiva lemispeid. Right? Because it's got to be shlosha lebechi. And then he quotes, v'chein avram avinu, k'siv be'lis polis arav aliv kosa. Doesn't focus on the order there. He just quotes bechi. V'chein be'yakov avinu, v'chein be'david ha'melech, v'rabim ka'ela ein mispar. Mikamaka, mirelis kashas bo yosim idai. Okay, but that's the Radvaz. Very important. Shuva, if you want to see it again, tav kuf pei hey. In terms of proper reaction to, for the reaction to Misa. Okay, six lines up for the bottom. Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna has a different shot to this pasuk. What does it mean that someone who is holich and we cry for them? Says Shavar Avera Shana, but someone who does an Avera and repeats the Avera. So we cry for that person because they're not coming back. What do you mean? Rav Huna L'taimei, Dam Rav Huna, Kivin Shavar Adam Avera Vishana Bahutrolo. Person does an Avera and Rachman L'Islan and he repeats it, it becomes mutter. So the Gemara, it becomes mutter. What? It turns into a mitzvah? If I do an Avera once, I'm no longer commanded. So Elaima, no, Naasis Lo Keheter. It appears like a mitzvah. It feels like a mitzvah to him. Ezra Chaim Shmulevitz, why don't we just clarify this in the first place? Why did the Gemara have to say, Naasis Lo Keheter, Heter Mamish, to ask a question and then give an answer? Says the Sichas Mutzer, it always pikes our curiosity more when we ask a kasha. If we just make a statement, okay, it doesn't catch our eye as much. You do an Avera twice, you know what? You're gonna think that it's mutter. Right? So no. We could have just said that, but then we wouldn't have picked up on the line so much. No. If you do an Avera twice, it becomes a mitzvah. What? Right? So when we're excited, we're like, this is problematic, this line. So then it makes us focus. That's what he says. He says, why do you say El Gamzu Eitzahi? Shall Yada Yishma Hashomeyas Divrei Chazal? Right? You should say sometimes, like the Rambam says, Nilchas Tamat Torah. Sometimes a Rebbe should say something wild. Right? They get the Talmidim, what? What do you say? How can you say such a... I get him excited. And then explain. That's the Sichas Musar in Maimur Tzadi Zion in the new editions. Right? So that's Nasis Lo Kehet. Fine. Four lines up at the bottom. Amar Rebbe Levi. Avel shlosh yomim rishonim yiretz atzmo ki lecherem unachas lo bein shteik teifav. During the first 3 days after a person loses a relative, they should feel the sword. Should feel the sword on them. Because midas hadin is stretched out on that family. Mishlosha vat shiva, from day 3 to day 7, ki ilu munachas lo kenegdo bakeren zavis. It's not on the person, but it's in the same room. It's in the corner, in the other corner of the room, leaning against the wall. Mikan ve'elach, kilo overis connected by shuk. After that, at least up until shloshim yom, let's say, or your base chodesh, then it's in the vicinity. It's the sword is out, passing them in the shuk, but it's not the same. And then after 12 months, the sword goes back into the sheath. And there is no more midas hadin there. Tosfos says, how long does it go to? Bottom Tosfos, ad yud beis chodesh, 12 months. V'hachi isa bi Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Kol shiva hacher v'shlufa ad shloshim yirofefes la'achar yud beis chodesh yichozeres l'tara. After 12 months, it goes back to its sheath. V'lamadar adome. And what's the mashal? According to Yerushalmi, right here, l'kipa shalavanim. It's like a pile of stones. Kiva chiniz dazeya. Achas mehem is dazeya kulam. Imagine if you have a big pile of rocks and you pulled one out from the middle. What happens? All the other rocks start sliding down. Avalanche. Right? That's what happens because every rock is connected. So if one rock from the family gets removed, so then already all the rocks are in danger of falling. Right? Until a couple of days later when you see that it's they've each found their new spot and it's not going to fall. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. And then he quotes Argamara, Ubashas Didanami, even in the Bavli. You have a line in Mesech HaShabbos. Echen Melachem Shemeis Yidagu Kol Ha'achin. One of the brothers dies from the family, all the brothers have to be nervous. Right? This is the Yerushalmi right here. It's the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin. There's one other line though that Tosfos doesn't quote. That's in this Yerushalmi. And this line is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos doesn't quote it. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch in a minute, in Shin Tzadi Dalet. But says the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan, called Shiva Acher Shalufa Shalushim Yerofefes, Lacha Shem Asar Chodesh, He Choseres L'Tara, L'Mandar Adome, L'Kipa Shalavanim, Kivish Nisroei, Achanayim Nisroei Kulan. Amr Ablazer, right, the Yerushalmi calls her Balazar Ablazer, leaves out the first Aleph. Amr Ablazer, Im nolad ben zachar ba'osa mishpacha, nisrapis kolosa mishpacha. If they have a son that year, if there's a son born during the time of Avelis, then the whole is a refuah, right? No more. The whole thing is, the whole sword is put away. Nothing more to talk about. So that's whenever there's a child born. If a son is born, literally. But if there's a birth born during Avelis, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Yerushalmi. That it's something very special, and there's a refuah. There's a refuah for the entire family. This is Shin Tzadi Dalet Sif Dalet. Right, it just quotes this Yerushalmi. Quotes the whole Rekosh Lo Shem Yom Yeravakilu Cherim Unachas Lo Bing Teivav V'Chulu. And this Yerushalmi is quoted. Okay, we continue. Bottom line. This is going back to the Mishnah that we had about proper behavior of a Levaya on Chol HaMoed. Remember, that's what this parak is about. What we're allowed to do, right, even though we think this parak is about Avelus, but it's really about Chol HaMoed. The first Mishnah, Elu Megalchen B'Moed. Elu Mechabsin B'Moed. Second Mishnah was Elu, right, the next one, Daf Yutes. Right, we had Elu on the bottom. Sorry, the Yudchesim base. Elu Kosvin B'Moed. Right, everything you're allowed to do. And then we got into, what do you do with Moed and Avelus? Then we got into all the Hilchas Avelus. But it's about Chol HaMoed and Avelus. So, the Mishnah had said that we don't leave an Isha's kever, Isha's aron, in the street because of kavin, Well, it says the Gemara, Amri Nahar Doi, Lo Shanu Elachaya. This is only a woman who had a baby. She's a Yoledes, and that woman might have stuff coming out of her, and therefore it's not covered for her. Aval Shar Noshim Enichim, another woman, we don't have to worry about. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afilu Shar Noshim, Shar Hanoshim, even other women, Tachsiv, but Thomas Sham Miriam Vati Kaver Sham Samach LaMisa Kvura, right? Samach right. If as soon as Misa, then there is a Kvura. This sounds like a Takef. Doesn't say the word Takef. The Gemara Brachas, if you remember, has the three Takefs, or maybe the four Takef L'Smicha Shchita and Takef L'Netila Bracha. You bench right away, right? There's a couple of Takefs. This one's not there. It's not a Takef because it's not always immediate. Sometimes there's Misa and then you delay it. L'Kavod Ames for a relative to come, for a tzibur to come. Samach lemisak fur, but it's samach as close as you can. V'yamer b'lazer, af Miriam b'neshika mesa. Once we're talking about Miriam, Miriam died with a kiss of Hashem b'neshika mesa. As yasham shami Moshe, zeir shav going down from Moshe Rabbeinu, umepnei malo nemar ba al pi Hashem. And so why doesn't it say al pi Hashem like it said by Moshe? Mepnei shekinaya davar laomro. Not appropriate for it to say that regarding a female, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a human anyway, so it doesn't make that much of a difference. But still, regarding a Miriam Hanavia, so it doesn't. It's still gonna. It's inappropriate to use that lashon. Amar Rabbi Ami, Lama Nisvach Parshas Miriam Misas Miriam LaParshas Paraduma. Why is the death of Miriam quoted in Chukas? Right. What's the Svichas Apsukim? One might say we've mentioned in the past that Parshas Chukas. Right, without anybody knowing, there's 38 blackout years there. The beginning of Chukas starts off with Zos Chukas HaTorah. Right, what was the previous section? Korach. Korach, that was year two. That was year two. And then we have Parshas Chukas, and all of a sudden Miriam dies. Right, what happened? There's 38 years there. Miriam dies in year 40. So Parshas Chukas skips 38 years. Right, and the only thing we know from that, what is the Torah put into those 38 years? Zos Chukas HaTorah. Right, the parsha of Tumas Meis and Paraduma, and that's what we mentioned. Rav Soloveitchik has an article where he discusses, because that's what they were dealing with these 38 years. They were dealing with the chok of Misa, right? All the people from the Midbar that weren't going to be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael were dying there. That's why Kodesh Baruch had to give them the messages of Tumas Meis there. But Miriam is put right there, the death of Miriam. So why is the death of Miriam put right there? The parsha is Paraduma. Lomar lecha ma Paraduma mechaperes. To teach me, just like Paraduma is mechaper, so too the death of tzaddikim or tzidkanios are mechaper as well. Amar Belazar, similarly, lama nisbacha misas Aharon lebigde kahuna. Why is the death of Aharon put next to the bigde kahuna? Mag bigde kahuna mechaper. Af misasun shol tzaddikim mechaperes. So too, just like bigde kahuna are mechaper, the Gemara in Tzvachim says that each of the begadim is mechaper for a different avera. Right, the ktones and the mechnasayim and the tzitz. Right, all of them are mechaper for something else. Right, the end of the ninth parak, I think, before tamid nishrat. So to the Misa of Tzadikim. Stop there for a minute. We mentioned in Parshas here a few months ago, a Klei Yakar, Parshas Chukas. The Klei Yakar notes that there are four Chazals. There are four things that are Mechaper. Besides Yom Kippur, specifically. But the Klei Yakar in Parshas Chukas says there are four, he quotes, this is a classic darshan, taking old drushes and putting them together. Number one, Misas B'nei, the Gemara says that the Misas B'nei Aaron is put right next to Yom Kippur. Acherei Moshe B'nei Aaron. To tell me, right, just that the death of the B'nei Aaron are Mechaper, right, the Misas Tzadikim, but next to Yom Kippur. That's Smichas Miriam L'Paraduma, right here. Smichas Misas Aaron L'Beit Kahuna HaMechaprim. And Smichas Misas Aaron l'shviras haluchos. Right, that's in Dvarim Perek Yud. So we have the death of tzaddikim next to four events. The death of tzaddikim is put next to four events that are mechaper. What four events? Yom Kippur, Paraduma, Big Day Kahuna, and Shviras Haluchos. Lomar Shakasha, Mitzvah Tzaddikim, Kishviras Haluchos. Mitzvah Tzaddikim is compared to all four. So what are they? Says the Klei Yakar, Lefisha called Tzaddik, Yagia, Lebnei Doro, Dalin, Mini, Toelas. A Tzaddik brings four benefits to his generation. And when he leaves, in all these four, they're compared to one of these events, when he leaves, one of them is lost. Ha'echadu, number one, Shekala Olam Nizon Bischusa. The whole world is Nisparnes. The whole world is supported financially in Nischus. Like Chazal say, right, Bishop Chanina Bini, Kol Olam Nizon Bishop Chanina Bini. And therefore that's, it's like a mother who nurses the child, gives sustenance to the child, so to the tzaddik brings sustenance to the world. So that is smichas misasa leparaduma im ema egal habalatakein kilkul bana. Like Chazal say, the mother takes care of the child, right? The mother comes to clean up the child. So a mother and a child, paraduma. Right, is coming to fix the Egel HaZahav, right? That's number one, that the Tzaddik comes to sustain the world. Number two, a Tzaddik teaches them. Tzaddik teaches them, you know, what to do. That's Shviras HaLuchos, right? There's no more teaching from the Luchos. Number three, Shebizchuso, in his Luchos we are protected. Number one was that he gives us sustenance. Number two, in the Luchos of the Tzaddik, he protects us from cold, like a beged that protects us. That's Big Day Kahuna. That's number three. And number four, it's mechaper. Per se, a tzaddik's existence is mechaper in his life and in his death, and that is Yom Kippur. That is Yom Kippur, the connection. Those are the four parallels to Misa Tzaddikim. We have two of them are right here. Two of them are Moed Kan Daf Ches, right? The which two? The Big Day Kahuna and the Para Aduma. Okay. The Anaf Yosef says, I'm sorry, we'll get that later. Tana Rabbanan, second wide line. Mace pitom zuhi misa chatufa. If somebody dies suddenly, that is a misa chatufa. What's chatufa? Grabbed. Right? He wasn't ever sick. He was just grabbed by Hashem. Chala yomechad v'mace. If he was sick for a day, zuhi misa dechufa. That's not as extreme, but a misa dechufa. Right? Misa that he's pulled, or pushed, but, not as extreme as chatufa. Tosfos does not know what lamaisa I need to know this for. Tosfos says, "L'may nafkamina, I don't know." Says Tosfos, "Lo yadana maishna hu uminale." Right? Why is it said? Other opponents say maybe it's to daven to Hashem, or that this doesn't happen. All right. Others might say like sometimes it's if somebody goes right away, you know, they're not in pain. There's always a good way, a positive way to look at things. That's true. No suffering, but to give a person time to put his his life in order. So to speak, as we say, Yaakov Avinu davened for it. Yaakov Avinu davened to be sick. The Pirkei Dov Elazar says, right? He was the first person to be sick. So we know from Parshas Vayechi. But in any case, that's the Gemara. Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel Omer Zui Misa Magefa. If it's sick for one day, this is a Misa of a plague. Shneamar Ben Adam. Hineni lokeach mimcha es machmari necha magefa. Right, Hashem tells Yechezkel that his wife is going to die. I'm going to take your wife in a magefa. Fixib ba'daber la'am ba'boker, v'tamasishti ba'erev. You see, it was the next day. They're sick for one day, and that's called magefa. Shnei yamim v'meisu himisa dechuya. If a person is sick for 2 days, that's called a dechuya death. Gimol ga'ara. Arba'a nezifa. All different lashonos of being pushed aside. Chamisha zuhimisas kaladam. But if it's five minimum, so then that's not considered anything unusual. Am Rabbi Chanin, Ma'ikra, how do you know 5 days? By Moshe Rabbeinu. Hein karvu yamecha lamus, your days are coming close. Hein is chad, that's one. Karvu is trey, plural, it's two, that's three altogether. Yamecha trey, another two. Ha'chamisha. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu is told, 5 days. Hein chad, how do you know hein is one? Shekein b'lashin yivani, karon la'achas, hein. Right, that's one. Even though the Ritva points out, not exactly the same good makar because Moshe didn't get sick. We're talking about if somebody's sick for 5 days and then dies. But still, there was a warning of 5 days. There was a warning of 5 days. That's, right, the Ritva points out. Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life was perfect. in terms of his physical qualities. The Niralo, the Chola, my time, but there's a parallel here. Says Rifa, Chola, why 5 days? Hashem also gave Moshe pnai, gave him time. So it's a parallel, even though he wasn't sick. Fine. Meis b'chamishim shana. Somebody dies at age 50. Zui misas kares. Rachmanu litzlan. Right? This is kares. How do we know that's again? And the Rishonim already point out. It's not always. It could be kares, but it could also be for other reasons. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind, right? There are tzaddikim. The Rishonim point out that sometimes die at 50, right? So it's not 100% clear, but it could be 50 years. That is what we should. But the anafkamina could be after we pass this stage. We could give akara, satov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we misas kares. How do we know misas kares? So the Ran says that gvuros is shmonim shana. Right? So 80, the first 20 years though, we're not judged from Bezun Shalmawa. Right? As the Gemara says in Shabbos Peites, that Yitzchak Avinu, when he was debating with Hashem, first 20 years, right, there's only his own Shem B'dei Shamayim. So the first 20 years are out. So there's 60 years left. So the halfway point between those 60 years, that's 20 plus 30. That's why it's 50. Right, it's 50, that's the halfway point during the years of a gibor, of somebody over gvuros, that kares is when it is, when it's cut off. That's misas kares. Chamishu mushtayim shana, 52, zui misas o shal Shmuel Haramasi. That's Shmuel, Shmuel Anav, he died at 52. Shmuel Haramasi. Shishim, zui misa b'dei shamayim. 60 is misa b'dei shamayim. Tosfos here quotes other gersaos, that 60 is misas kal adam. Right, that there's nothing wrong with that. That's appropriate. Not misa b'dei shamayim. Or maybe that's what misa b'dei shamayim means. It doesn't really mean what we usually call misa b'dei shamayim as a punishment, but it's misa at the hands of heaven in contrast to a misa which is unusual that, you know, was taken before its time. So misa b'dei shamayim here might not mean what it usually means. Amar marzucha maikra, how do I know? Defsiv tavo bekelach eli kever. Come bekelach. Kevach means at a mature, when the grain is in its mature state, but it can mean when a person is in its mature state. Bekelach begematria shisin have. Right? Kelach is gematria 60, that's how you know. Shivim seva. It says in Perkei Avos, Shivim is Seva, Shmonim is Gvuros, as we just mentioned. Tachsiv, Yimeshin Oseinu Bayim Shivim Shana, Vim Begvuros Shmonim Shana. Amar Rabba, that was up till 50. Michamishim Vashishim Shana, Zui Midas Kares. 50 to 60, he thinks it's Kares. Vaidu Lachashaluhu, Mishim Kfodo, Shol Shmuel Haramasi. They don't want to say that because that was, Shmuel died at 52. Rav Yosef, Kiavi Bar Shisin, Avalu Yomotavalu Rabbanan. When Rav Yosef turned 60, he made a Yantif. Made a party. Amar Nafki Limi Kares. Right, I have left the stage of Karis. Nafkili mi Karis. Amalei Abaya. Need to nafkili mar mi Karis to shani. Because the yomi mi nafik mar. You've left the Karis of years. Because if you cut down in the middle of one's life, like we said before, chatufa and tachuya. Amalei nekola chami apalga biyadach. What do you mean? Let me give hakaris a tofu for what I got. You know, so I don't know what's going to be, says Rav Yosef. But at least for what I got, I can give hakaris a tofu for that. And the Achronim quotes. So in the some of the Gedolei Adar used to make parties. Used to make parties. The Lekha Yosher quotes from the Shumas Hadeshen. The Shumas Hadeshen made a Siya Masechta every day after he turned 60. Every day, the Ben Ishchai said it's Roy Sheyulbash Beged Chadash. It's right to wear a new Beged on your birthday and make a Shechianu on the Beged and have in mind that Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me another year. Chavin Gamal Shnosa L'Chavod Yom Zeh. That's the Ben Ishchai. In Parshas Re'eh. Weiter. Rav Huna, basically we should try to have a karas hatov. Right, have a karas hatov on a birthday should be used as a day of not of just partying, but a day of cheshbon hanefesh and a day of thinking what I'm doing in my life. Rav Huna noach nafshe, when Rav Huna died, pitom, havidu kadaini, daigi rabbanon. The rabbanon were worried. What was it? Rav Huna. Tana luhu zuka de mahadiev. But a pair from this place taught them lo shon velo shlo igia legvuros. Avel igia legvuros zui misas zashika. If it was already 80, then an immediate sudden death is not a negative. Amar Rava. Rava makes the following statement, which all the Rishonim get into the act. What does this mean? Chayi bani umizoni lo beschusa talya milsa el b'mazla talya milsa. Life, years, how long one lives, children and parnasa are not dependent on your zechuyos. They're dependent on your mazel. What does that mean? We don't believe in that. Says the Meiri, this is against everything we believe in. Doesn't answer the question. Meiri just says, it's wrong. Meiri says, how can you say that? What? Schaiva Onesh? What, it's only totally on Mazel? So the Ran says, oh, Machlokes Gemaras, this Gemara holds Yesh Mazel Yisrael. But we Paskin ain't Mazel Yisrael. At least the Miran tries to say it's a Machlokes. The Meiri just says, no. Meiri says, what are you talking about? But we'll see what else is discussed. The Ran and the Ritva says maybe it means Mazel is also involved. That's the best answer, right? Without saying that's a machlokes, or it means it's not totally only on Zchus, meaning it's also totally on Mazel. What does that mean? There are some things also out of our control. No matter how much we do in life, there are some things out of our control. That's what the Gemara mean. But Mazel tell you Milsa, right? And sometimes Rachman al-Islam, we know certain people who have a very hard life. And they're tzaddikim, and they're amazing. So that's called b'matha talia milsa. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a plan, and we don't understand it. But that's mazel here might not mean Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the mazalos. We have to remember that too. Right? Mazel doesn't mean out of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's dominion. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu mazel talia milsa. That's what it means. Daha, Rabbi Rav Chista. But what's a riot to all of this? Rabbi Rav Chista, Travai Rabban and Tzadiki, having they were both great Tzadikim, Mar Masli Vasi Mitra, Mar Masli Vasi Mitra, they both davened and were able to bring the rain. Rav Chista, Chaya Tishin Vatartin Shnin, and Rav Chista was able to live 92 years. Rabba, Chaya Bonj, and he only lived 40. But they're both the same. And Bei Rav Chista, Shisin Ilule, Rav Chista's family celebrated 60 weddings. They are Rabba, Shisin Tichle. And by the house of Rabba, they had 60 tragedies. Bei Rav Chista smida lekalbi velo misbi. Right, Rav Chista always had plenty of bread, even to give to the dogs, and they had so much they wouldn't even eat it. Bei Rabba nama desari leinshiv velo mishtechach. They had barley bread and it wasn't enough. Meaning, so some people just have a hard life, and there's no reason for it except the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Right, that's what it means. B'mazal tal yemelsa. V'yomar Rava hani tlas mili boi kamishmaya tarti yavuli chadelo yavili. Rava says these three things I asked. I asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Two out of three, I was given an answer. Chuch Masai de Rav Huna, v'utre de Rav Chista v'yavuli. I asked for the wisdom of Rav Huna and the riches of Rav Chista. I davened. And they gave it to me, meaning I wanted to have the wisdom to learn Torah and the riches to be comfortable enough to learn Torah. An v'sanuse de Rav Bar Rav Huna v'lo yavuli. I asked for the anava of Rav Bar Rav Huna, they didn't give that to me. Right, the Marsha here says, what do you ask for anava? How does that work? He asked for siyata d'shmaya in trying to be an anav. But he still could not reach that level. Rav Saorim. There was a Rav Saorim. Achua de Rava Have, he was a brother. Yosef Kame de Rava. Chazi et Have Kame Namnim. He saw that he was Menamnim. What does that mean? He was in and out of life and death. Right? He was on the deathbed. Amarle Lemele Mar de Lo Litzaron. Lemele Mar. What does that mean? Lemele Mar. Let Rava says to Rav Saorim, tell, you see the Malacham Avos here? Tell him not to make it too painful. He was on the level of seeing the Malacham Avos. Amar Mar Lav Shishbinehu. Aren't you like a good friend of his? You've seen the Malacham Avos a couple times in your life. There are different stories of the Amorim. What are you asking me for? You know, you should take care of it. Amar Lei Kiven De Imser Mazal Oashichbi. No, it's kind of like once it's about you, you can't help yourself. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas, a Chavish cannot get himself out of a Beis Asurin. Somebody else has to daven for that person. I can't do it myself. Amar Lei Lischazi Li Mar. Okay, I'll make you a deal. After death, could you please come back to me and tell me how it was in a dream? So he said, fine. He appeared to him after in a dream. Amarle Havile Lamar Tsara. Did you have pain? Was it painful? Amarle Ki Rivda Tekusilta. It's like the prick of a needle during bloodletting. Meaning I felt something, a little tiny prick, but it was not so painful. Rava Havi Yosef Kamidur of Nachman, Chazi to come in Namname, same thing. Amarle Lemele Mardolit Saron. Can you please put in a good word to the Malacham Aves? Amarle Marlavadam Chashavu. You're not the Chashav. What are you asking me for? Amarle Man the Chashav, Man Safin, Man Rakia. Who's Chashav in this state? Right? Everybody's in the same state in front of the Malacham Aves. Right? Who is Safin? Who is special? Man Rakia. Right? What is that? Right? The Rashi on the side, the Aruch says, Miyachol his Pashetu his Gaber. Who can be strong? Amalei, Lizchazi Le Mar. Can you please come back and tell me how it was? Ischazi Le, yes. Amalei, Havilei Laman Sara. Amalei, Kimishlo Benisa Michalba. It was like taking a hair out of milk. It wasn't painful at all. Ve'i, Amalei, Akadosh Baruch Hu, Zilba, Hu Alma, Kadhavis. But if Hashem ever tells me, go back to that world that you were in, Lo Be'ina, do not fish Be'atuse. I won't. I was too scared beforehand. The experience itself, he says, was not painful. But beforehand, I was too scared to what was going to be. The Beis Yosef here, very important discussion in Yaradeya, Kuf Ayin Tes, discusses, is this a violation of Nichush? This is a violation of Doresh El Hamesim? The Rambam seems to think so. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says in Yud Aleph Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Klolo Shel Davar, Kol Ha'ose Maisa, Kedesha Yavo Hames Viodio Loke. If you do anything to try to get a mace to talk to you, you get Malkus. That's the Isser of Doresh El Hamesim. That's the Rambam. The Beis Yosef, though, says, what do you do with Moed Katam Chavches? What do you do? It doesn't sound like these people did anything wrong. What do you do with all of these? So says the Beis Yosef, maybe there's a difference between asking the guf to come back and asking the neshama to come back. Maybe there's a difference. What was the problem with Shaul HaMelech by the witch of Ein Dor? What was the problem sometimes? Because there you wanted the whole guf to come back even. That's or somebody who goes to a cemetery to try to... So, but here, in a dream, maybe that's a difference. Maybe to have the neshama to come back in a dream, right? We want Eliyahu Navi to come back, right? Every seder and every bris. His neshama's coming back. So that is what the Beis Yosef says. But the Beis Yosef says, Pasha says mutter from these stories. Seems to be mutter from these stories. Against, he doesn't even quote this Rambam. But he quotes a questioner who said to him, I'm sorry, he quotes the Rambam at the beginning. I'm sorry, I missed it. He quotes a questioner at the beginning. Then he quotes the Reim, or Blasphemy Nets, that somebody is allowed to make somebody swear, somebody who's sick, and says, swear to me that you're going to come back to me la'achar misa. So is that mutter or not? So he says, based on all these gemaras, seems to be mutter. It's not a problem of Doresh El Hamesim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar Avikalcha b'truma. Amazing stories. Rebbe Elazar was in the middle of eating truma. Is chazile. The Malach HaMavis comes to him and says, it's time. Amar lei, truma kachilma. Can you see I'm eating truma? We'll have kod shikri. Could you please not take me now? I'm eating truma. Can't become tamei. So chofale shayte. Okay? He left. Left. That was it. End of story. Rav Sheshes is chazile b'shuka. Rav Sheshes once saw the Malach HaMavis in the shuk. Amar lei, b'shuka ke behema. What, like an animal? I'm just going to die in the marketplace? Could you please go leave? Isa lebagabe besa. So yeah, he waited till he got home. We took him then. Rav Ashi is chazi lebeshuka. Amarle israch litzlasin yomim ve'yahadri letamudoi. The second amora that we've had in Shas that said this. Can you please come back in a month? I just want to rechazer. Damrisu, because people say. Ashrei mi shemolakan v'tamudu b'yado. Praise is the one who comes here to Olam Haba and has his Talmud in his hands. So I just want to chazer for a month. Yes? Thank you. Great. So he comes back a month later. The Marsha, we mentioned this in the past in Babasra, the feud where this comes up, says this means notebooks. Talmudu b'yado. The notes that we take are coming with us to Olam Haba. Talmudu b'yado. B'yom tlasin on day 30, Asa. He came back on day 30. He wasn't late. Amar le maikuli hai. What are you rushing me for? Kadachke, what are you rushing me for? You know, what was the machlokas between the Malach HaMavis and Rav Ashi? Mixliam Kukula. Right? Day 30. Right? He says, give me a break. I still have the rest of the day. So the Malach HaMavis says, ah, come on. Kadachke ragle de Barnasan. Barnasan is supposed to take over be the Rosh Yeshiva. They machlo, dogaz vechaverta, filu kamali nima. You know, he's supposed to be the next leader, so it's time. I can't delay anymore. Asked the Ben Yoyada, but didn't he ready to delay a month? So Malach HaMavis said, no, he knew he would say this. He came a month early. So that's why it was not delay. Rav Chisda, lovi yachalei, lovi shasik, pumi mi girsa. Malach HaMavis couldn't get to Rav Chisda because he was busy learning. He didn't stop for a second. Like we had the Gemara in Shabbos, taflamid with David HaMelech. And again, nowadays, some people die while they're learning. Right, but it means their learning was they had a fire around them when they're learning. So Salag Yasib Ba'arz of the Beirav. So obviously the Malach HaMavis always has these strategies. He goes up and sits on the roof. Paka Arz of Ishasik, he broke off a branch. Rav Chizda was quiet for a minute, the Yachalei, and he was able to take him. Rav Chia Lavi Matzi Lemikavele. Rav Chia also, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get close to him. Yomachad Idmi Leka'anya. He appeared like a poor person. Asa Tarfa Bava. He appeared that they knocked on his door. Amarle Afikli Rifta. Please give me some bread. Afikale, so he sent, Rifkia sent out a servant to bring out bread for him. Amarle, Vlavkam Rachim Mara Anya. Oh, so the Malach HaMavis like screams from the doorway. You have Rachmanis on a poor person. Ahu Gavra, Amailokam Rachim Mar. Look who I am. Have some Rachmanis on me. I'm just doing my job. Goli Lane revealed to him who he really was. Achvi leishuta denura, he showed him a pillar of fire, so he knew he was the Malach HaMavetz, Rashi says, Amsile Anafshe. So Rav Chiya says, you know, okay, I guess it's time. He was at home, he wasn't in the shuk, he was already chazan his learning, period. Okay, a little bit more. Noshim b'moed ma'anos avalo matapchos. Back to Inyani Chalamoed. What type of hespedim, not hespedim, or behavior is done at a levaya? Women on Chalamoed are ma'anos. They do ma'ani, right? We'll see what that is. Some type of clapping. Avalo matapchos. But they are not mitapeach. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, hasmuchos lamita mitapchos. Those who are close to the mita can be mitapeach, even. Right? That's banging on their legs. Brashei chadashim mechanik uvapurim, manos umitapchos. Rosh Chodesh chanik and purim are even less, though. There, they are ma'anin umitapeach, right? They could do both. But zeo bezo lo makonenos. But on both, they do not, they're not makonate, which is a certain type of responsive song that we will discuss. Interesting here. What impression do you get from the Mishnah in terms of a velus on Purim? What impression do you get? Like it's more mako. It's machlokas b'chaber and the Ramah. Right? Does an avel go to the Megillah? Right? What is a velus on Purim? It's machlokas b'chaber and the Ramah. The Rush discusses it right here. What type of it definitely counts for a day of Shiva. Question is, does he observe regular Shiva? Dvarim Shiva Faresia, Dvarim Shiva Tzina. Important question. Nik Varames, Lo Ma'anos, Lo Matapchos. But once the Kfura takes place on a Chalamoed, nothing more is done. Ezeo Inui, what does Inui mean? Shekulan Onos Ka'achas. That's answering all at once. Kina, what's Makona knows? Shachas Medaberes, Shekulan Onos Achareha. That's responsive. That's a more emotional type of prayer, and that's why it is only allowed on weekdays and non-chalamoid. Shenemar v'lameina b'doseichem nei v'isha ruusa kina avalasid lavo. But in the future, hu omer bilam avas lanetzach amach Hashem lakim dimo me'al kol panim v'gomer, the pasuk that we say at the end of any hesped, says it on kfaris. That's how Moed Katan ends. Moed Katan wants to end on a high. It's all about avelus. So it ends on a high. There should be no more death in the world. Tosva says that Moed Katan is the end of Seder Moed. Tosfos has a different order. Tosfos must have had Chagiga before Moed Katan, and therefore Moed, we are going to end Seder Moed on a high, and Tosfos says this also explains why the first mission Yevamis is about death. Right? How can it be about death? Right? Somebody dies, and so it's because it's connected to Moed Katan. That's Tosfos. Right? The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos has Moed Katan before Chagiga. So he has to give a different connection between the end of Chagiga and the beginning of Yevamos. But that is an important Tosfos on top that we want to end Bechi Tov. Oh, there's one more section. My Amron, what do the women say? So just examples of a couple of statements. Amar Rav, Vai la Azla, Vai la Chavila, woe to those who left. Woe to those who went through Chevle Mavis, went through the travails of death. Amar Rava, Nashi the Shichnitziv Amran. These women of Shichnitziv always talked in riddles, but always as a prayer, or as a prayer, as a hesped. Amran Hachi, Vaila Azla Vaila Chavila. They used to say that. Good. The Amar Rava, Nashi the Shichnitziv Amran. Good Garma Mikacha. What does that mean? Rashi explains all of these, but obviously there's depth to each one of these. The teeth have fallen out from the mouth. Vinamti Mail Antichi, and water has gone back into the Antichi. What does that mean? Rashi says, water has gone back to where it came from. Gone back to above. What does that mean? Ein mayim ela Torah, one of the Achronim say. So the Torah has gone back to its creator. Torah has gone back. V'yamar Rava, Nashi d'shichnitziv Amran. Atof achasi ture. You large mountains, cover yourself up. Debar rami bar raver vehu. This was a great man. Right, has gone up even above the mountains. V'yamar Rava, Nashi d'shichnitziv Amran. Shiyule itstala demilsa. Right, ask for a fancy cloak. Lebarchorin d'shalimu zivdase. To this free person who his shrouds have been finished, meaning this person is nothing. Somebody help bury him. Right, he doesn't have anything to get buried in. V'yamar Rava, Nashi d'shichnitziv Amran. Rahit v'nafil amabra v'yizufte yasif. This person ran and fell on the bridge, meaning he ran, he did a lot of great panos in his life. But then he fell, v'yizufte yasif, and he had to borrow money. Right? Even if somebody's rich out there, towards the end of one's life, right? Loba moso yikachako. Right? He doesn't, now he doesn't have anything, even to bury himself. V'yamar, and he might just mean, like, even at the end of life, we don't take it with us. V'yamar Rava, nashi d'shikhnitziv Amran. Achana, tagri, my brothers, merchants, azavzagi mivdaku. Right? Your pocketbooks will be checked. Meaning, you gotta be honest in life. V'yamai Rava, last one. Nashi the Shiflisiv Amran. Mosa ki Mosa umarin chibula. Mosa ki Mosa, a person dies. Right, everybody dies. Oh, meth, death is death. Umarin chibule. What does that mean? We'll stop with this. Umarin chibule. Rashi says, ha isurin hein babayis. The isurin are in the house. Says the Maharaz Chayes, that makes no sense. What does that mean? A person dies and the isurin are in the house. Says the Maharaz Chayes, it's two mistakes in the Rashi. Two toes so fair. Two toes so fair. It should be yisurin. Yisurin, not isurin. It should be yisurin. The pain, right, that is hain. It shouldn't be babayis. It should be hain ribis. Should be ribis. That is the interest. Everybody that already dies. The Yisurin that one goes through, that's, so to speak, the interest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes more than a person deserves. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay them back. Right? The Yisurin are a special connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has upstairs with a person. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tanya. Bishop, tomorrow we finish up. Meseches Moed Katan, a lot to talk about in the last couple of lines. And then we'll get into Meseches Chagiga. Okay, we'll stop here.